This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Intensify.
Afternoon, ma'am. I represent the Denizen Vacuum Company. I'm selling our new through-flow vacuum cleaners. May I come in?
No, thanks. I don't need a new vacuum cleaner.
Ah, yes, but this vacuum is special. The technology keeps it from getting gummed up. Please let me demonstrate it for you.
Really, sir, I don't need a new vacuum.
That's what I thought, too. And then I took my old vacuum apart.
Sir, I have no need for a vacuum cleaner whatsoever.
This week on Grammar Grader, we're taking a question from Leandro in New York, who is learning English as a second language. Leandro writes,
I found in the dictionary that whatsoever is used to add negative emphasis to an idea you are expressing. What I don't understand is why you would need to say whatsoever. Is it just used to flower your speech?
Thanks for the message, Leandro. This is a good question. First, a little history. The word whatsoever in English was once used just like the word whatever. Here's an example from Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales that uses the word whatsoever in this way.
There's no workman, whatsoever he be, that may both work well and hastily.
The Oxford Dictionary of Current English notes that this use of whatsoever is archaic. In other words, it's old-fashioned. Nowadays, whatsoever is defined as an adverb meaning at all, and it's used as an intensifier. Words like this are called intensifiers because they amplify or add emphasis to our words or thoughts. More specifically, Fowler's Modern English Usage defines intensifiers as a class of adverbs that amplify or add emphasis to a measurable adjective. A crude form of intensifiers are swear words. A lot of people add these to their sentences to give emphasis. Words like or and, for example. A word like whatsoever is a more polite yet still forceful way to intensify your speech. Slang words are often used as intensifiers. Wicked was prevalent a number of years ago, particularly in New England.
That test was wicked hard.
The word totally seems to be back in vogue these days, too.
My mind was totally blown.
Like slang, intensifiers exist in abundance in spoken language, but the use and overuse of intensifiers in written language frequently drains them of their intended effect and can also make your writing less clear. As a rule of thumb, use intensifiers sparingly to help your writing make a greater impact when you do use more descriptive language.
What is it now? You again?
Sorry, back there before you slammed the door?
I'm about to do it again, mister.
The word you used, whatsoever. It's perfect for my marketing campaign, and I wanted to thank you.
Look, I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, wait, listen. New Denizen vacuum cleaners. They won't get gummed up. Whatsoever.
Wow, that is pretty intense. Just don't overuse it, buddy.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this week's episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, and the Columbia Guide to Standard English by Kenneth G. Wilson. All are available at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Amy Alt. This was Amy's farewell performance.
My mind was like totally blown.
Best of luck at your new job, Amy. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, give feedback, share your thoughts, and join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com.